You ain't got enough stamps in your passport to fuck with young H.O. International. Show young boys how to do this thing. The maturation of Jay ZZ. Check me out. '30s the new 20, nigga, I'm so hot still. Better broad, better automobile. Better yard, nah, better 100 mil. They buy the songs and I'll probably start another trend. I know everything you want.
What's up, what's up,
I did all that by the age of 21.
What's up, everybody?
By 22, I had that brand new act cool.
Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. That's that new Jay-Z in the background. That's that Jay-Z with Dr. Dre producing. That shit is hot. Let me turn this shit back up. Hold on.
You can't see me and I didn't even have to put tents on it. I don't got the bright
watch.
I got the right watch. I don't buy out the bar. I bought the night spot. I got the right stock.
That's the jam right there, player.
Stock brokers that's moving it like white tops. I know you like fuck.
I like that, man. I like that. Anyway, this is the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Glad to have everybody back tuning into the show. And as usual, I am flowing straight from the survival scrolls. And we're going to have a very deep show today. And before I forget, we're brought to you by MacLessons.com. And UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com and MySpace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. That's where you can get information about yours truly. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to talk about why there are so many overweight black women. We're going to talk about weight issues in the black community, to be more politically correct. You know, I have to title these shows correctly because if I'm too provocative with the title, people will run with it and make it something negative. I was going to title the show, Why There's So Many Fat Black Women, but that's negative. People would perceive that as negative in the eyes of people. I don't think it's negative. It's a very valid, pertinent issue. You know what? I still might name it that. But for the time being, we'll just say we're going to discuss weight issues in the black community. So you know where I'm coming from. We're going to talk about the real reasons why we have so many overweight sisters. The historical, psychological, scientific ramifications. Because we hear so many excuses on why there are so many overweight black women. We hear shit like, they're big boned. That's not true. We hear shit about comfort food. That has a little validity to it. We hear about genetics. That's not really true. Nobody's genetically, especially black folks, we're not genetically to be overweight like that. So we're going to talk about the shit in a real way, the way Tariq Nasheed will break it down. And you know I'm going to break it down. You know I'm going to go there. So you might as well gather up everybody so they can hear the show. I know this is going to be all over the internet by the end of the day. Many people are going to be discussing this, and rightfully so. I just want to create dialogue and just get to the real reasons behind some of this stuff. Now, there are three basic reasons why we have so many overweight sisters these days. And this show is almost a spinoff of the show I did about black women in marriage, because I talked about the weight issue a little bit in that show. And a lot of people have been asking me, sending me emails like, what do you think about the problem with weight issues with black women? Why do you think there's so many overweight black women? What do you think the reason is? I've been getting a lot of emails, and this show is a spinoff of that. And there are three basic reasons, in my assessment, why we have an influx of overweight black women these days. Now, I know a lot of sisters might say, well, they're overweight brothers too, but they're way more overweight sisters than brothers. And as a matter of fact, black men are some of the most athletically inclined people in the country. Black men are some of the most physically fit people in the country. That's why we have a lot of professional athletes that are black men. Black men, you know, the issues of weight isn't as great as it is in the black female community. So let's just keep it real. I know a lot of sisters like to deflect and point out the few chubby niggas that's out there, but let's just keep it real. The statistics I read on the show last week, 70% of black women are overweight. 50% of those black women are obese. And you see it, we all see it. We always see overweight black women all over the place. So like I said, there are three basic reasons why we have a lot of overweight sisters. One reason is the psychological issues that black people have in general. That's one reason. Black people in general have a lot of psychological issues. I'm going to touch on that in a moment. The second reason is a need for completion. I'm going to touch on that. And the third reason, the most common reason, is enabling. So let's touch on the first reason. The first reason that a lot of sisters are overweight in this country is because of the basic psychological problems that black people have as a whole. Black people have been through slavery, oppression, segregation, Jim Crow, all types of shit. So there is a psychological void going on there. There's a lot of stuff going on psychologically that's damaging. A lot of black people have, we haven't really tackled those issues constructively. Black people in America have been through some traumatic shit, and it has not been dealt with on a psychological level collectively. You understand? There hasn't been any kind of treatment, any kind of rehabilitation for it. You know, we're just making do with what we can do. So you can't go through a traumatic situation like that generation after generation without some kind of psychological ramifications. Now, a lot of white scientists and prognosticators might try to make it seem like blacks are inferior. It's not an inferiority thing. In order to survive what black people have been through, you can't come out of that without some kind of psychological damage. And there are a lot of black people with psychological issues based on the traumatic instances that we've been through. That cannot be denied. That is not to say, and again, I don't want people to misconstrue that and for me saying that blacks are inferior. That's not it whatsoever. So I just want people very clear on that. You know, again, we just haven't dealt with the psychological issues that black people have living in this country constructively. Now, if a person were to go to Vietnam, there's people who've been to war in Vietnam for like a year, and it has fucked them up for life. Black folks, we have to go through crazy shit on a daily basis that's institutionalized, and there's no kind of rehabilitation for that. So black women and black men deal with these problems a little differently. Now, white people go through stuff too, but white people usually have the resources for like psychiatric evaluations and psychiatric help. A lot of blacks don't have the luxury for that. So a lot of black people, we turn into to food, drugs, alcohol, things of that nature. So a lot of black women deal with their problems through eating. And black men, a lot of brothers deal with their problems through weed, drinking, drugs, shit like that. Now, I talked about on the show that a few months ago, I talked about how black women in general are pretty much free to do whatever they want. And a lot of people might find that shocking, but I always say that there's two totally free people in this country. That's white men and black women. We all know how black men were oppressed, but white women were also oppressed in this country too. There was a lot of stuff that white women were not allowed to do. You feel what I'm saying? And I talked about that on the show. I like the white women were oppressed because white women weren't allowed to work. White women weren't allowed to do a lot of stuff. And you can judge a race of people's freedom on who they're allowed to socially date and have sexual relations with. That's how you can really judge a person's freedom. Now, white women are not socially allowed to date, like, outside the white race. You're legally allowed to do so, but if they do so, there's a negative stigma. And white women know that, so they got to be on their P's and Q's. A lot of Hispanic young ladies, they can't really date outside their circle without a negative stigma. You feel where I'm going with this? So you can always judge a race of people and their freedom on who they're allowed to socially date. Now, black women are allowed to date everybody, any person, and there's no negative stigma for black women to date any kind of person they want to date. A black woman can date a white man. There's really no negative stigma. She's not going to be held back from anything. A black woman can date a Mexican dude. She's not going to have any kind of negative stigma. Whereas if a black man dated a white woman, there's going to be a negative stigma. If a black man dated an Asian woman, it's going to be a negative stigma. You feel where I'm going? So black women and white men pretty much have free reign to do what they want to do. So a lot of sisters, psychological issues, and when they lash out psychologically and emotionally, it pretty much goes unchecked. Because black women are generally not a threat to the white power structure in this country. Now, black men, there's been treatment for the psychological problems of black men. There is a treatment for the psychological problems that black men have. There's always been. It's called prison. Now, when brothers act out and lash out based on their psychological ramifications, they throw niggas in jail. So niggas are forced to get their minds right. Only the strong can survive. When you see brothers making it in this country, that's a brother who has beaten all odds. Now, with sisters, a lot of black women go unchecked in society. So they have to deal with their problems in a different way. And a lot of times that's through comfort food, eating. And a lot of times, a lot of sisters go through depression. A lot of psychologists have shown that there's a high rate of depression in the black female community that really goes unchecked. So the way a lot of these sisters do that is through eating. There's a lot of self-medicating as far as food in the black female community based on psychological issues. So that's where I want to bring it down to. I want to take it back to that point right there. A lot of sisters are eating based on depression, psychological ramifications, and stress, things of that nature. Excuse me. So that's one of the reasons. And I hope I didn't filibuster too much because, you know, I am flowing straight from the goddamn survival scrolls. Now, another reason that we have a lot of overweight sisters is the need for completion. You feel me? I said this on another show. I talked about this. I talked about how women need men for completion. A woman needs a man to be complete. I know a lot of female groups tell women that they don't. They do. Women know this instinctively. Women know this instinctively. This is why women, guys and women won't let you know this. Their primary focus is getting a goddamn man. When we're not around, fellas, that's all women discuss. Men. How to attract them, how to get them, where they are, what do they do. Women's primary focus is men. And they know this. They need that man to complete them. Women need that completion. They need the two seeds that I talked about before. They need the male biological seed, and they need the seed of game. Now, the thing is, a lot of black women are not getting into relationships, so they don't have the seed of game. They don't have a man per se in their lives. They can get a biological seed in order to procreate, but you need more than that in order to be complete as a woman psychologically. Now, a lot of these women will settle for, you know, they'll go fuck a nigga who's fresh out of jail in order to get pregnant and then pop out a kid, and they think that that's, they're cool. They need the seed of game. And a lot of women aren't getting that seed of game. And when a woman doesn't get that seed to complete herself, She tries to do it on her own, and she tries to do it with food. If you notice, most of the women who don't have men are a lot of the overweight ones. And it gets worse and worse. It's like a catch-22. You can't get a man, so you eat. Then you really can't get a man because you're too overweight. So it's like a catch-22. When you go without a man for a long time, women try to complete themselves and fill that void by using food, alcohol, drugs, the whole nine. But women need that completion. They need that seed of game. No matter how independent a woman tries to say she is, women look for that seed of game, that psychological seed of leadership and guidance. This is why when women get older, they start going to church a lot. You see a lot of older women in church because they're trying to get male leadership from a preacher or a reverend or a pastor. They're trying to get that seed of game from him. And that's very important for you to learn, women. You got to get a man and have your shit in order to get a man who's going to complete you psychologically. If you're dealing with a gentleman and he's not providing you with leadership and guidance, you don't really have a man. If you're dealing with a gentleman and he's not providing you with wisdom and instructions, you don't really have a man. You just have some nigga who's fucking you. And that's the big difference. And you're going to do whatever you can do to try to complete yourself. So that's very important. And that's another reason, again, why a lot of women overeat, trying to complete themselves, trying to fill that void. Now, the third most common reason why we have a lot of overweight sisters is because we have so many broke black men who will enable that. Now, this is the most common reason. The average person usually takes the easy road out in life. We always go to the path of least resistance. The average person. Exceptional people don't do that. Exceptional people know that if they want the best, they gotta really travel the hard road sometimes. But the average person, they try to go to the path of least resistance. So when women are in the dating pool, if a woman starts to get a little overweight in the black community now, when women start getting overweight, instead of getting their bodies and their physicalities in order to get a better quality of men, they downgrade to a lesser quality of man, which are broke niggas, because they know they can still get attention from broke ass niggas. See, white women are a little different. Not to say nobody's better, not to say that anybody's worse, but in the white community, being an overweight white woman is the kiss of death. White women are generally not socially accepted in the white community. That's why white women will damn near kill themselves in order to stay thin, which is an extreme, but that's just an example. White women will become bulimic, anorexic, they'll throw up in the toilet, eat egg whites, stick their finger down their throats, run. White women will go out of their way to stay thin. They know that being an overweight white woman is the kiss of death in the white community. Because no man is going to fuck with him in the white community unless he's like a hillbilly or some broke ass dude who's just trying to get his shit together. But generally, white dudes ain't really fucking with no overweight white woman like that, if he has himself together. Now, in this country, we have a lot of black brothers, black men who really don't have a lot of money. That's a fact. So a lot of these brothers, when they don't have their money in order, their standards are a little lower. They can't be that picky. This is why we have a group of brothers who will fuck with overweight sisters. And those are the guys that sisters stick with. They hang around those guys, because there's not really an incentive for them to lose a lot of weight, because if they get big as a damn house, there's still niggas who will fuck them. Broke niggas who will fuck them, but niggas who will fuck them nonetheless. See, it's different with white women. White women ain't gonna get no white dude to have sex with her fat ass, and they know that. They'll live a life of loneliness, so they get themselves together physically. But sisters, And what's funny, sisters, if she's overweight, sisters be 200 pounds, get her a nice looking dude. That's overweight sisters who can get a decent looking brother. And I would give some examples of some black female celebrities with decent looking husbands and boyfriends, but you know who I'm talking about. I don't even want to go there. Use your imagination. But I digress. But that's the main reason. And people always like to give us black men the myth, or place the myth on us, that black men like overweight women, black men like thick women, and I always say black men don't like thick women, broke men like thick women. The thing is, a lot of these brothers, when you're broke and you have to settle for less, you almost acquire a taste for it. Like when you're in college and you don't have any money, you can't afford steak, lobster, shrimp, you can't afford expensive food, you have to eat ramen noodles. I've been very broke before and I had to eat them ramen noodles. And after a while, you acquire a taste for that. Them ramen noodles taste good than a motherfucker. You sitting up in class, you can't wait to come home and tear up them ramen noodles. Them ramen noodles taste like Benihana's. That's the same thing when brothers have to deal with overweight women and they ain't got no money. When you don't have no money and you know you can't get you a Stacey Dash or a Gabrielle Union or a Holly Berry, you acquire a taste for one of these thick-ass females. It starts to look good to you when you can't get any better. That's until you get some money. Once you get some money, your mind state changes. The minute you get you some dime pussy, you get back on track mentally. But a lot of sisters know this. A lot of sisters know that there's a whole plethora of broke-ass niggas that will still have sex with your ass even though you're overweight. So what's the incentive for a lot of sisters to lose weight when they know there's a pool of broke niggas that'll fuck with them? And what's funny, they'll be like the first ones complaining, oh, I can't find no good man. I can't find no nigga with his finances in order. If you want a dude with his finances in order, you have to get your physicalities in order. That is the law of nature. You know, water seeps its own level. Broke niggas get fat broads. Fat broads get broke niggas. So nobody can complain. And that goes for brothers and sisters. Brothers, if your money ain't in order, you want to sit around, play Sega Genesis and be broke and fuck around and drive around in your broke ass Cutlass Oldsmobile, kicking it around the neighborhood. Don't complain that you just got to bang fat broads all your life. Step your game up so you can get your finances in order so you can get a dime. And women, if you walking around, your shirt barely covering your damn belly, looking like Winnie the fucking Pooh, don't complain that niggas are broke. Don't complain that niggas are cheap. If you want a nigga with financial discipline, you need physical discipline. Bottom line, law of nature. We have so many people out here, and a lot of women be having all these crazy ass expectations when your shit isn't together. People have to deal with reality. Get out of fantasy land and deal with reality. You are what you get. Remember that statement. Remember that quote. That's one of my Tariq Nasheed quotes. People like to use my quotes. This is my quote. Write this down. Stick this shit on the refrigerator the next time you go in there to get you some ham. You are what you get. If you are fly, you're going to get a man who's fly. Got that? If you are fat, you are going to get a broke ass nigga. Now you can be mad at me all day long for saying what's the truth. And I've given this challenge many times on the show. If you can find me a man, a black man who is a millionaire with an overweight woman, prove it. Don't give me a number of them. Give me one. Nobody has yet to give me one example of a black man who's a millionaire with an overweight woman, overweight wife, overweight girlfriend. Never. It just doesn't happen. So let's cut the bullshit. Let's deal with issues correctly. Sisters, get off the bullshit. I know we all have psychological issues that we have to deal with, but only the strong survive. We got to charge a lot of shit to the game. Stop the blame game. Wrap your hair up. Get your ass up in the gym. And that's another thing. A lot of sisters don't want to go to the gym because you don't want to sweat your weave out. Everything has to be so cosmetic. You're worried about the outside. You got to work that shit from the inside out. Because I noticed a lot of women who are overweight, they're focused on their hair and their nails to try to deflect off the rest of the body. Just look at a lot of chubby, overweight women. They have these elaborate hairstyles. They have all these intricate designs on their nails and toenails to deflect attention away from them three stomachs she got. Ladies, you're going to have to work it from the inside out. That's the only way to do it. You can't put rims on a Pinto. You got to work that shit from the inside out. You feel me? Now, I hope everybody learned something on today's episode of Mag Lessons Radio. I don't think this was an offensive show. I don't think that anybody would get offended by anything that I said. People always make it seem like I'm bashing black women and all this shit. Do you think I bashed anybody on today's show? I think I've been very constructive on today's show. Anyway, don't forget to check out maclessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. Don't forget to go to myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed to check out the blog and get other advice from the Mac Pack. Want to shout out to King Tut. Want to give a shout out to The Flash. You can check out The Flash's show. He has a show called The Tabernacle. Check out The King Tut Show. Check out Telly Mac, the rest of the Mac Pack. Also, you guys check out kingflex.tv for information about my lecture tours and television appearances and all that good shit. You guys have a nice night. I'll holler at you next week.